What's up, guys? Fusion here. This week on PFA, we're going to talk about the new update, talk about the changes to two-handed weapons, Chocobo Circuit, the completion of the Outer Gun storyline. We also have with us this week Monja and our PFA love child, Edwith. So listen up and hope you enjoy the show.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla.
And I'm Swigalicious.
Wow, that took us so long to get through our names.
it took us a whole 10 seconds? Not even.
Yeah, but there was a lot of, and then...
Yeah, there's something with the connection tonight. It's a little... not as good as it has been.
Laggish.
We make do with what we get. Yeah. You know, it was either this or we, like, make the show doing carrier pigeons, and that just doesn't...
Ooh. Word. All right, Kieran could not be with us. Unfortunately. His girlfriend... I'm sorry, fiancé. Is in town, so he's taking some time out to spend some time with the fiance during the holiday, which is totally cool. So hopefully we'll see him next week here. We have two guests joining us this week from the Hades server. We have joining us for the first time, Monja. So hello.
G'day.
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 Australia. So, you know, he laughs a lot when we try to do our Australian accents. It's kind of funny. Also, we have the original PFA love child, Edwith. Say hello, Edwith.
Hello. Hello.
Yo, Ed.
Ed, obviously, joins us from the Bahamas server, just like everybody else in the world seems
That's
to...
That's because Bahamas is a good server. We can't help that we're better.
We can't help that we're better than everyone else.
I really
else,
wonder if there's...
Honestly.
Well, not better than everybody else.
I really can't help but wonder if there's actually elbow room on that server.
It's not too bad.
Everyone's packed in like sad.
It's not horrible. Right. It's a lot better. It's a lot better than it used to be.
That's cool.
Is there like a server capacity at all?
That's when they have those migrations. Like, go over to Hades. There's like two people over there. You know, like, you know, there's like these two guys sitting on Hades. They're like, "Where's everybody? I want to party. What's going on?" And all of a sudden, just like a whole bunch of people.
It's so true.
Like Alexander,
everyone's leaving.
Like, yeah, you know, it'll be a good day when they just like make a new server. It's called like Bahamut 2.
Bahamut version
like,
2.
We ran out of like stuff to name servers after. Just put a number and let's go.
All right. We have an exciting show this week. We're going to go over some of the update stuff, so that should be pretty cool. We're going to mix this show up
just a little bit, just so, because, you know, obviously, big update just happened, so we're going to make that for the majority of the show. So we're going to kind of merge that into some in-game, and we'll tweak that.
Break it down!
We're all in there. First,
break it down.
Just a couple quick things here. Shout out to Vlar from Valfor, sent us a tip this week. GameStop is now taking pre-orders for the Wings of the Goddess expansion pack, which is scheduled now to come out December 4th.
Woot.
It's possible this could change, and even if it doesn't, that probably means that the expansion won't be activated till like May. they also have a system. They say that there's a Vanadil Collection 2008 coming out now, which Vlar told us was only available for PS2 and Xbox. So, PC people are going to have to fork over the full amount. I was kind of happy that they're doing this for PS2, because, you know, the expansions, even right when they come out, they're really hard to get a hold of for PS2. So it's nice to see them like re-release them all, just like one bundle, be like, here you go, enjoy. Like, you know, because I don't have Outer Gone for my PS2, I definitely won't have Wings when it comes out, so maybe just, you know, for the hell of it, I'll just go out and grab the the collection in case my PC like blows up or something one day and I need to resort to the horror that is PS2 Final Fantasy XI. And of course, you know, Xbox. So that'll be cool. So thanks to Vlar for letting us know.
I'm sure they'll come out with a PC version as well.
Well, they probably will. And if not, you know, they will somewhere down the line, I'm sure, as they have before.
Eventually.
Because, right. they want to get the most money out of us right at the launch. So,
And apparently they're scheduled to come out the same day, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know? So it'll all come out. And, you know, it probably won't be, I know with Outer Gone, I had the expansion, you know, I had the actual disc and everything, I installed it, but the actual content on the game servers wasn't activated until a couple weeks later, so I would imagine it's going to be the same kind of thing here, where they're going to give everyone a couple weeks, you know, once it's out to get it, and then they'll, you know, hit a switch somewhere, and they'll be like, Wings of the Goddess is activated. So,
sweet. Yeah. It was just random. Go ahead.
I was wondering if it's going to be a worldwide release sort of thing at the same time.
It might be. That would make the most sense.
I would assume so.
And I mean, that's probably, you know, another thing too is with this whole like the server activation, like where they kind of like activate the expansion is they, you know, kind of want to make sure everybody has a good grab on it, and then they're like, all right, let's, you know. It came out in Japan, it came out in the U.S., it came out in Europe. Let's, you know, go ahead and let people do their thing. Remember waiting for Outer Gone to be activated. We're just sitting here taking the boat from Mara to Outer Gone and just having it keep kicking us off. We're sitting there, all of a sudden this little message appears, like, Treasures of Outer Gone expansion pack has now been activated. And we're like, sweet, we get
totally
on the boat, and then
too.
Everyone's like, oh, you need to do a quest in, like, Juno. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, how am I going to get from Mara to Juno? Like, what is this? And then I got to go all the way back. There was a lot of home point and warps, and oh my god. But I was on the second boat out.
It was totally a random time when they activated the Treasure
we're just sitting there. It was like we knew it was like going to be like the next couple of days, and me and a bunch of people, all we did was go on that boat over and over and over. And it's like, you need a quest, and so everybody runs over to the Neptune Spire, and it's like packed full of people. Can't even see the NPC.
Now,
like, you just see names and bodies all over the
place. Now it's like, who takes the boat?
Yeah. It's like Outer Gone lag now times like 10 in Juno is what it was when that was activated. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And anyway.
It was like a besieged on a boat.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty bad. But it'll probably be something similar for Wings. But so taking pre-orders, go ahead. It's probably like a $5 deposit like they usually do over there, so... Get your pre-orders in.
The December 4th date actually sounds pretty realistic because...
It's a Tuesday.
You know, they said it would be, you know, this year. So...
It'd be this year. Stuff usually comes out on, like, a Tuesday. So. I mean, it kind of... It's right there, so...
Yeah.
Like, and that's not sweet. Something someone wants, like, for Christmas, either. That's something they want the minute it comes out, you know?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean...
To release it, like, at Christmas would just be ridiculous.
Well, part of it, like, you want to get it and make, you know, because it's new, you want to get that new content. But another part of it, too, is, I know with past expansion releases, like, game stores don't carry a lot of them. They'll get in a shipment, and then people, you know, they'll be gone, and that's, you know, for the most part, that's usually it. Like, you know, they're not in such high demand, which is why they probably come out with these, you know, the Vanadil collection, you know, a couple months later or whatever, because the single copies are gone, the game stores don't want to carry them because they aren't selling a whole lot of them. So, you know.
The Vanadil collection from 2008. Put it on your Christmas list for this
holiday. It's already starting, and it's not even out yet. Bad start.
Easter week. All right. I guess that's that.
All right.
Stay tuned, and we'll definitely let you know if we find anything else out.
True.
All right. Play online.
Also, if you...
Go ahead.
Right. Also, if you see something like that we don't know about yet, let us know. Like, if someone at GameStop tells you, hey, look, I found this out, let us know.
Definitely.
And we'll... be very appreciative of that.
And I explained this in the forums already. If you guys see something, you know, let us know. We'll give you credit for it, give a shout out on the show, all that good stuff. And, you know.
Yep. Okay. The other bit of PFA news that we were going to go over was this Wednesday, we will be having a forum update again. And this is just to keep you know, keep it as smooth as as we can and make sure there's no bugs and stuff. So it'll be this Wednesday from about 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern time. So the forums will be down during that time, and we thank you for your cooperation. And
same deal,
hopefully we
yeah.
can get that.
Same deal as last time. So, I mean, you know, roughly an hour. It, you know, might take a little longer. It might take, like, 5 hours longer, like Play Online Maintenance does. I'm kidding. Yeah, aww. You know, we just need to do a little upgrade. That'll be that. It'll be all shiny.
Gotta keep it sweet.
Exactly.
All right.
Sweet like sweets.
With that out of the way, we can roll over into PSA right. news.
Play Online.
All right.
We switched them, remember?
Yay. All
right,
Play Online
so,
news.
Yeah.
Everyone's
well, you said PFA.
Now.
We did Well, here's what we're doing this PFA? Week. Because usually we do the Play Online and then the PFA, but this week, since, you know, the update is pretty much going to take most of the show, we're going to throw that, mix in some in-game with that, and we're going to take care of that second. So we wanted to get the little stuff kind of out of the way so we could get all to the juicy bits. So we got one little
juicy,
thing.
Juicy
fruit. No, they updated the new player guide on Play Online this week with a lot of. They call it other
Indeed.
Activities, which is a good name since they kind of throw in like everything else that they haven't done before. And you know whether they had originally intended to release it like this, who knows? But it kind of. I kind of get the impression that they slacked a little bit. Because there's no more videos with, like, you know, they're kind of weird sense of humor in it. It's just, you know, you click on this, it shows you some pictures, it tells you, you know all this random information. But,
Yeah, it's like, this is the most random one.
It's,
you know, chapter
it's
5.
Checking out, yeah. Section 5. Utilizing your Mog House. They like talk about gardening, layout, changing jobs. Like, okay. But, you know, there's a lot of, stuff like that. I need
well,
to get him
we
back.
Just lost everybody.
Not everybody.
Hello.
We lost
Welcome
him.
Back.
We lost Squig.
Thank you.
Did we?
Did we?
So you lost that. Oh,
Squig says she's not there.
Wow. Squig!
So she's in the call.
Squig!
Come back.
That sucks.
Don't disconnect, guys.
Squigalicious.
It's gonna make me work more when I have to go to edit this. Alright, well, you know what? Kick her.
Uh-oh. Oh, Squig!
And then I'll
we miss
let
you.
Her again.
Squig?
Well,
is the recording
like,
still good?
It should.
Hey,
be,
there she is.
Hello.
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 Yay.
You good?
Yay.
Hi,
welcome back.
I guess. That was weird.
A little bit. Anyway. Was interesting.
I think there's some kind of weird demon in the Skype program, and we need to get somebody to do an exorcism right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be one of the new jobs.
Slash random.
Exorcist.
Quick grab a 75 YD.
I would so play that.
Dude, if they had a necromancer and an exorcist, dude, I would totally like
exorcist,
Ballista.
Huh?
Dude, can you imagine like, going up
so
against
cool.
a necromancer that the exorcist would like smack him in the face and something's like hold his hand and be like, ah. And then it'd like throw up like pea soup on him. Anyway,
gross.
Okay, let's move back on topic. So yeah, a bunch of little stuff for the new player guide. We talk about communities, missions, quests, developing your character, NPCs, you know, all this kind of stuff. They talk about you know, PvP stuff.
Synthesis,
they talk about Ballista. They talk about Brenner,
material.
Which I had actually forgotten about when I was reading this. I'm like, oh yeah, Brenner. Kind of.
Oh yeah,
well, Brenner's one of those things. No, it kind of came out.
Oh really?
It was like it's like chocobo racing. People are like, oh, that's cool. I'll be over here. But,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
Forgot about Brenner.
I'll be with the loser section doing Brenner.
Yeah.
I've never been all that crazy about
it's
PG.
Okay.
It's just not one of those aspects that I've really got out of the game. Mm-hmm. The only PvP I usually get is when I'm in the middle of Dynamis Visiting, and somebody gets charmed, and I sit there, Zendigo threeing them instead of, mm-hmm. you know, sleeping them. Or
oh, I do that too. If I see, I'll be in like a BC or something, productive. Someone gets charmed, and if it's like at the point where it's like, oh, we're already going to lose, I'll just kill the person. I'll just be like, lol, you know, Pentathrust, you died.
Well, one time I actually tried to control all of that, and I used Elemental Seal Sleep Gatu, but the problem was we had a Paladin wearing Crimson Cures, so he resisted and started chasing me around the area. Nice. I'm like, ah, no!
So that's takes care of that, and now I guess we'll jump into this huge beast that is the update. It's a lot of stuff to go over.
Since our first topic is the Treasures of Aragon missions, Fusion, since you have finished the Treasures of Aragon storyline without any spoilers, how about you let us know, tell us a little bit about that there?
Well, alright, so yeah, new missions came out. Really cool stuff. There's two fights in there. I was one of the first groups to get the first mission or to try it. So we're all kind of sitting around outside the BC, like, how do you do this? What's going on? Like, but eventually, you know, it's pretty easy once you get that down. A couple of cutscenes, some good humor, as we've already seen from the cutscenes from the missions. The ending, you know, I think it felt like it was a good ending. You know, it ended how it should have. But it felt like it kind of rushed from going from the last set of missions into this set of missions. It just kind of felt like, you know, the devs were sitting there like, well, we need to work more on Wings because we told everybody it's coming out in a couple of months. It was like, okay, we'll do this, we'll do this. We'll take out that like huge pack of like 10 missions we had planned and we'll just go like... It's like you go to like an old drive-in.
We have to finish this thing now.
Yeah, it's like the old drive-in movie, you know, like Grindhouse or something, where you're watching it and all of a sudden there's like a missing reel, that's and then it funny. Goes. That's kind of how it felt. But you know, really
that's
good
funny.
Stuff.
That's funny. They're like, okay, we got to finish up Aragon because we got to figure out what jobs we're gonna make for this, this new expansion.
But okay. Yeah, a lot of good music.
So all in all, you
pretty good.
All in all, Treasures of Aragon storyline. Thumbs up. Thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Is there an endgame area for Treasures?
There is not a endgame area. Well, similar to
the
that of Sky or Sea.
The whole expansion is an endgame area. Mm. The whole, you have Asahl, Einherjar, Salvage, the whole expansion is catered to endgame.
Right. And well, and we knew when this came out that Square was saying this wasn't going to be COP. This wasn't going to be, you know, Rise of Zelda. This is going to be something completely different. And right. They pulled it off. Except we're still waiting for the Colosseum. But, yeah, that was the big news. The pit was delayed, which is a shame.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's coming up actually in 2 weeks, I think. September 11th, they said.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool to see
ironically,
what that'll be.
Cool.
All right.
Chocobo Circuit.
Chocobo Circuit. Has anyone else messed around with this at all? Or am I like the only one?
Play some bets.
I went in it to see what it was like, because I thought it was just going to be like a menu. Like you stood there at like some menu and you decided what you wanted to do. And then like you went to it, but I saw it and I clicked the guy and he, you know, I went into like a whole zone. I was like, whoa, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't really get to do anything, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I had
did
you win any money?
I looked at it.
I didn't try.
You probably should.
Did you win any money?
Smart
girl.
I won negative money.
You won negative money?
I won like negative 25, what, 25K?
Fusion's like, I'm the first guy to lose 10 million on Chocobo Racing.
Oh, no, I would never spend that much money on Chocobo Racing. Are you kidding me? But no, it was cool. I went in there. I spent, like, an hour trying to figure out where you get the damn map for the area. You actually just check a question mark at, there's, like, two desks, like, in the area, and they give you the map. Because I had read it in the update, they say, like, you get it at the desk. I'm like, okay, so I figured you talk to the NPC, you're like, give me the map, and he's like, here's the map, okay, moving on, no problems. But no, you had to find the little question mark thing, and I'm like, it took a little longer than I would have preferred, but, you know, it happens.
Wait, lol. When you clicked that question mark, did the words in the box go outside the box?
What?
When I clicked to get the map, right? When I was in there for like okay. 2 minutes. Okay, I see the question mark. I click it, and it's like, do you want to pick up the map of the Chocobo Circuit? And like, Chocobo Circuit was off the little like box, like the text box.
That didn't happen for me.
It did. Well, it was like extended text. Kinda, I was like, weird. Special map.
Huh. Well, anyway,
it's like, what?
Yeah, something it was, cool. It was weird. Something cool, I thought, for people that actually race their chocobos, they have NPCs set up where you can buy like stamina apples and all that kind of stuff like that to use during the races, so that's cool. I actually set up my chocobo to race in one of the circuit races, so it was cool. I told a bunch of Link Show members about it, and they came on down and lost money betting on my chocobo. So, it was kind of cool though, seeing the race, seeing my bird. He was leading for like half the race, and then everyone else was just like, well, bye, and like ran by him. But, so that's kind of cool. The one thing I wish they would change, you can only race your bird in the circuit like once per Earth week, which is kind of lame. Like they, you know, I wish they would decrease that a little bit. Like, I'm not sure, like.
Once per week?
I hope the reason for this isn't something like, well, you could, like, you know, rig the bets or something like that. The bets are, like, so horrible. The only way you can win is if you accurately predict first and second place. If you don't get those exactly right, like, you're out of luck. I haven't met anyone that's actually won a bet yet. So it's like, let us race more. Come on. Like, no one uses this feature a lot, you know, as it is. Let it actually, you know, the people that do use it, let them use it more. But, yeah, other than that, I mean, it's cool. The circuit itself probably could have been, like, a separate update. Like, it's huge. You go out in the grandstands and watch, you know, get ready for the cutscenes and stuff. I mean, it's really, really cool. I think they did a good job pulling that off.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And, I have to check mine out.
What was that?
In the Chocobo Circuit, can you access the other cities via the Chocobo Circuit?
No, you can't.
No?
How it works is whatever city you enter from, whether it be Juno, Whitegate, or one of the three nations, when you go to exit, you will exit to wherever you entered from. So you could come in from Whitegate and go to the Windurst End and exit, but you'd come back out in Whitegate. Which, you know...
Okay.
And you said with the betting you have to get first and second?
Yeah, you pick the chocobo you want for first place, and then you pick the chocobo you want for second place, and then it'll tell you how much money you can win depending on how many quills you bet, and then you tell it how many you want, you give them the gill, and then you go out to the grandstand to watch the race, and after it's over, if you won, or even if you didn't win, it's kind of like if you use like a beast orb for the BCNMs, you just come back, you trade it to the NPC, he'll take it and get rid of it for you, or he'll, you know, give it your money to you. So,
give me my money.
But yeah, another thing though that I don't know if people are even going to think about this. I don't even know if you can. But an idea that me and a couple of people in my link shell had is the Chocobo Circuit would be amazing for teletaxis. Because
for what?
For teleport taxis. For like white mages, really? Just look for tellies because. Everybody can get there. It's not like, well, you know, all the people looking to teleport people are in Whitegate, or, you know, they're all in Juno.
Oh, right,
people
yeah.
in, like, the cities are sitting here like, well, crap, you know, what am I going to do? They can all just go into the circuit, and, I mean, it would take a little longer
yeah, but,
for
like,
some of these people to get back with home points and stuff, but I think, you know, it has some kind of potential there, I think, maybe.
Essentially putting the white mage out of business.
The white mage would have to do all the teleports, so.
It's teleporting. But then the white mage would have to walk all the way back to the Chocobo Circuit.
Well, and even then, there's, you know, in Bastok, for example, there's like a home point right across from the entrance to it. So it probably wouldn't be too bad. I don't know if you could even teleport from there. I haven't tried yet, but, you know, it's something to see, maybe.
When you were riding your Chocobo,
it would have to become like
Chocobo,
a mutual understanding.
What was that?
When you were racing your Chocobo Fusion, was it your character model? Or
no,
was
it wasn't.
It's a jockey.
I didn't see me riding it, which kind of pisses me off. I don't want these other dudes riding my bird. I want to be riding my bird. It's my bird. It's not their bird. I don't want some random like mercenary guy coming in here and be like, I'm gonna ride your chocobo around the track and pull this stamina apple out of my butt. No, I wanna.
Nice item, jockey license.
The whole like automated item use is fine. Okay, that's not a problem. Having the jockey use the item is stupid because it varies on stats of the chocobo, and you know people want to ride their bird. It's not gonna do anything to put their model on it. It's not gonna hurt anybody.
You don't get to pick the jockey, do you?
No, they just kind of throw someone on it. Yeah. Which is kind of stupid.
You don't know if that person sucks or not.
Yeah, maybe you know, yeah, my bird could have gotten first place in that race instead of fifth if I had a different jockey. Maybe the jockey sucked. Maybe the jockey's discernment and receptivity was really bad.
I'll blame it on the jockey.
We talked about jockey.
We talked about that last week. I had my whole little mini rant.
All right, we should probably move on.
Yeah,
we have a ton more stuff to talk about. So Chocobo Circuit, thumbs up, good, check it out, and go there for top.
There's a couple of changes to the hot and cold game, too. Wow. Not really anything huge to go over. Not a lot of people do it, I don't think. If you're interested, you know, there's so much to cover with this, too. It's possible we might skip over one or two things, so definitely, you know, read the update news yourself, and, you know, if you're interested in some of this stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, give it a go.
Yeah.
All right.
First Lieutenant. I'll let you talk about that too, since I'm just a private.
All you people are like assault noobs. I'm sitting here. I got Second Lieutenant this week, which is pretty cool. There's some very interesting cutscenes for that quest. But yeah, they got First Lieutenant up now. They have another set of items you can get with Imperial Standing Points. Nothing too big there. Another thing that I thought was pretty cool. Is now if you complete all the assaults, you know, you complete, you know, each area for each rank, they'll actually give you an extra ID tag. So that's one more assault that you can do.
Lag out?
Did I?
No, he didn't lag out.
I'm here.
No, he didn't lag. He's good.
I think Chin's just going a little loopy. But, which is pretty cool. So, I mean, those people that actually do assaults a lot, I mean, you know, they'll want to try and do as many as they can in a day, and this will give them another chance to add one in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. Pretty cool. Yeah. I love that idea.
They also Alrighty. Talk about adding new quests. I've talked about the Serpent General quests a lot, I know. There's some of the coolest ones I've seen in the game so far as far as storyline goes, just for, you know, some kind of, you know, off the beaten path quest. They added another general quest. I believe this one follows Melee? Is that the name of the Mithra Serpent General?
Not sure.
That's kind of really interesting. You were talking about that before. It goes over the history.
Yeah,
of
like how they became the general. It's really cool. That was the only thing I really wanted to do this week that I didn't have time to get around to before we actually did the show. Another thing, I want to mention this real quick. With this update, they added an item. It's the Shenoix Gorget. I could be saying that completely wrong. I don't know, Square Enix and the weird names. But it's really nice.
Well, I think it's Shenoix.
Shenoix?
I think it's Shenoix. Okay. But I could be wrong.
All you solo dragoons out there, you totally want to get one of these for your healing breaths. It's really nice. When you're zoning into Alzabee from Whitegate, there's a guard on the left of the door. Just talk to him. He'll get you started. There's a nice walkthrough on the wiki. I soloed this very, very easily as Dragoon Sublue. So, you know, kind of a really weird story for the quest. The item doesn't really go along with it, but it's nice to have. So definitely check that out. And, you know, there's also a bunch of quests. There's quests for new puppet heads and stuff, but we'll get into that a little later.
Alright, I'll go over the next one. Azrod. Okay, if you were going out partying this week, you might have noticed that the sanctioned dude is gone. You're like, whoa, There's a couple of barns over there where he was standing. Now they moved him to where he was standing over by the fountain, which is a little bit closer to the hall. Is it with the Hall of Transference? Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
or whatever it is, or the whatever.
It makes sense.
Anyways, it makes sense because he's closer. You don't have to.
Well, he's kind of in the middle for you know if you're coming out. Let's say you come out of like your Mog house or something, or you're at the auction house, and someone's like, "Let's go party. Let's go do an assault." You gotta walk all the way to the other end of White Gate to get sanctioned, then you gotta walk all the way over to the other end to get stuff. And right now it's just kind of right in the middle, really easy to get to from everybody.
Yeah, he's right by the waterfall.
Which is nice. Like before it was nice because if you're going in the water
fountain.
The waterfall.
Oh man.
It's awesome. Waterfall. Waterfall.
Because like before like,
we have a waterfall, you know,
I was so lost when I was looking for him.
Yeah, I mean a lot of people it's kind of weird how many people actually read the update news. I remember I logged in, you know, as soon as the service came back up, and people are like, how do you get grips? You know, where's this? You know, how do you do this? It's like, all right, for one, they released this whole pile of information online. What? You know, they have it on the, you can access it from the viewer. I mean, read it. Come on. And then, like, people are like, well, where's the sanction NPC? Well, it tells you that, you know, they swapped the, you know, the cutscene NPCs with the sanction NPC. Like, read it? I don't, you know, just people like that. It's like, how do we get grips? Well, you know, give us more than 30 seconds of being logged in after the update and, you know, we'll get back to you. But, just little, you know, things like that kind of annoyed me. But, yeah, so I think it's definitely a nice move putting him in the middle, though. It's a lot easier, you know. It's
kind of random.
It's more it's kind of random, but it's definitely more convenient.
Yep. Sweet.
Agree.
Extra ID tags. You went over that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Weapon skill adjustments.
Yeah, this is some nice stuff. You know, as we had talked about earlier with the changes to two-handed weapons, they went ahead and changed some of the weapon skills. Pentathrust, for example. Damage for it. You know, damage used to be dependent on how much TP you had. Now, instead of damage, it's going to be accuracy. So that means that they've actually... I've noticed this a little bit. They've actually buffed up the damage on Pentathrust. And that, you know, now you need more TP to make it more accurate. But they've also added another accuracy bonus trait to Dragoon. So, you know, I'm not kind of sure.
Yeah, it's like if you need 300 TP to land all 5 hits, then boo to you, sir.
Yeah, that's there's so much accuracy available for Dragoon now. It's insane. So that's kind of interesting. They changed TP stuff for Raging Rush and Skewer as well. So that'll be pretty cool. And I know for other weapon skills, I had just partied on Samurai. I'd done some BCs and stuff for the Attergon missions on Samurai, but I don't want to really use that as a base for damage. I want to get something that I would normally XP on. And I was doing 900, 1200 Tachi Geckos. Like, they were just... It was huge difference.
That's sick. So
that's really
sick.
Cool. One thing
Tell us about what kind of grips they have out there.
There's like, there's...
What are the grips?
There's a lot of different good
sounds. There's some really cool ones.
There's some good ones. There's some kind of meh ones. Like, obviously, you know, the lower level ones where they just start using grips is kind of lame. Like, Dex plus one. Like, okay, I'll take it at that level. Not a problem. Later, you get the one I'm using right now.
Better than nothing.
Yeah. The one I have right now is my Mithril grip plus one. Really good stats. Unless, you know, one of these days I hope to get a pole strat that has the double attack plus two on it. But, you know, I gotta wait for that to lower down, or actually you gotta grab some Kindred Seals and go out and do an ODS run or something for that. But for most melee out there, I would recommend, unless you have a pole strap, I'd recommend a Mithril plus one, because that seems to be the best one for melee at this time.
What stats does it give you?
Mithril plus one, that's,
Strength, accuracy,
it's strength, accuracy, and dex. Yeah, I can't recall.
Or vitality. It's not dex, it's vitality. I'm sorry.
What is that thing going for these days?
Myth. Here, I'm going to look this
up. How much did you pay for it?
Ah.
I paid about 15.
They've dropped. I got their crap.
Okay, Mithril, yeah. Grip plus 1 is Strength plus 2, Vite plus 2, Accuracy plus 2. So that's
okay.
Pretty nice for any kind of melee. You know, Strength and Accuracy is always welcome. I bought mine for like 80k. Next day it was like 30 or something like that. The thing that I hate, which is kind of weird, usually with these updates, you know, as usual, the new stuff, just it's really, really pricey, and then everyone learns, you know, the recipes to craft them and stuff, and, you know, in a couple weeks or whatever, it drops down. With this update, it seemed like that drop happened a lot faster than it has in the past. I know I bought a Mamul Jahelm for like 200k. Like, I know I shouldn't have it. I'm like, you know, I want a giant, like, Mamul Jah head on me. So I bought it. And then, like, the next day, it was down to, like, 90 or 80K. Which is just, it's crazy. And, I mean, the prices are still going. There's a shocker. Yeah, I always waste my money on stupid things.
There's a couple of mages as well. It's not just... It's a couple, it's not just for
right.
jobs. There's stuff to add MP. I got the bugger grip plus 1, which adds intelligence, line, and charisma plus 1, or strap. Yeah, whatever.
And also, it should be
and also adds
for staff.
And then there's a staff strap out there that's MP plus 20, enemy minus 3. I want to say
2.
I kind of want that one for my white
minus 2 or 3.
Also
it's either minus 2 or 3. I'm not sure.
There's a couple of these grips that you can actually get with ISP,
level
too.
65.
So, I mean, if you don't have the money in, there's a couple, you know. You
can, oh, really?
I can't remember which one's right off the top of my head, but I know the mage
the
one.
The X grip and the minus 2 and mini 1.
Yeah, you can get those from, I think they're under comma items. They're like.
Thinking about leveling Great Sword here.
Yeah. I would do it. Now, they're actually, they've come out and said there's a couple of known issues, as always, with these updates. One of them is there's something about the way calculations are done with two-handed weapons right now, so it looks like they're going to have to tweak that a little bit, but it probably won't be anything too drastic from what we already have now, I wouldn't imagine. You know, I mean, we've already, you know, we get a big update. It's already going to be better than it used to be, either way you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll
right. Because everybody's right now shouting nerf,
every,
and they're not gonna nerf it.
It's amazing how fast all these, you know, ninjas and, you know, dual wielding warriors are. They're like, oh, we don't like the, you know, how good two handed weapons are. Well, it's like, well, we don't like how your one handed dual weapon stuff is. So you know what? Meh.
The thing that gets me about that is that it makes sense
so true,
that a huge scythe or greatsword would do a lot more damage than your dagger or katana.
Right.
You know, like, that's just what kills me. Is so, zip your lips.
It's just,
I mean,
honestly,
I think it's a little too crazy as it is right now, but I only think that because they changed the dex plus, every, like, dexterity you have is one accuracy.
Yeah, there's a little bit of
instead of
tweaking
every two
that one around,
dexterity you have.
And
thing,
every,
like,
every
that's,
strength
that's
is
a little
one
ridiculous.
Attack.
The thing that just,
well, that, I think, needs to stay, because that makes sense, but the accuracy thing makes no sense.
Yeah, there's, I mean, I'm sure they'll tweak it somehow, but, I mean, with, it's kind of, it's almost funny seeing, like, the monks out there. And the warrior, and the ninjas are like, well, you guys, you know, this is ridiculous. You're doing so much damage. Well, you guys were.
Well, you know what they did do, though?
I'm thinking,
like,
of all the
wall. Serves, like, no purpose now, like, endgame, except for Treasure Hunter and Faint.
Yeah.
Like, that's about it. And Monk used to be, like, this crazy DD, and now it's being outparsed by, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Everything with two-handed weapons. So, I mean, there are adjustments that need to be made to each job, I think, so that it's not, you know...
As crazy.
Useless.
No, yeah. But I think, I mean, initially, too, like, you see this, you know, change, and everyone's like, whoa, like, what's this? But, I mean, you know, it's something that needed to be done. Everyone's just kind of freaking out from the whole, like, their initial reaction to it. But I think, you know, let them tweak it a little bit, and... You know, after a couple of weeks, everyone will just be like, whatever. And hopefully invite more Dark Knights, Samurais, and Dragoons, and Emerits.
I'm just thinking of all those LOL warriors who hit 75 without leveling great axe.
Yeah.
And now they're all going to be going around with a great axe. Well, I'm taking care of
it. It's so funny. Like, some of these people, like, now that all this stuff is out, I know there's a couple people in my link shell. They're like, oh, man, you know, now that Ottergon is done and you can actually get something, like, I got to go and do all these missions and stuff. Who wants to help? I'm like, well, you know, if you were, like, on the one I was on, if you, you know, didn't wait to try and do everything in a day, I would be glad to help you. It's like, you know. But, yeah.
So that's the thing about those missions, too, is, like, they're not extremely difficult like mm-mm. some of COP can no. be. You know what I mean?
The worst part.
Where, like, you don't want to do it with a pickup party.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's
definitely.
Just a lot of wait till JP midnight. You know, there's a million quests.
The hardest thing about the Ottergon missions is only, like, they're only really hard if you're one of the first groups doing them. Like, because there's no strategy for it yet. Like, I know we went into some of these right. fights, and we're looking on a wiki, and there's nothing. Absolutely, there's not even, like, there's, like, the base page, and it's just, like, go here and go into a fight. That was all that was up. You know, it was up to us to figure out how we're going to beat this stuff. So, I mean, you know, initially, that's really hard, but afterwards, you know, you learn little tricks, and it's just, you know, there's always an easy way to do things. So that's kind of, it's kind of cool, though, getting it, you know, getting out there first thing and, you know, trying to, you know, see what's going on, trying to develop these strategies, which is kind of something I kind of enjoy a little bit, because it's like, no one else is, like, doing this. One thing, too, like, I could go off on a little rant almost. People are talking about, like, the rewards for Ottergon, like, they're not that great. Like, you get a ring that has bonuses when you go into, like, assault or whatever. For people that do assault, they're amazing rings. You get, you know, the melee one has regen, the mage has refresh and stuff. There's, you know, they're good stats for that kind of thing. And it's just kind of funny that people, and it's like, they don't like the story either. It's like, yeah, we just want to do this and get the item. Oh, the glory crown doesn't do anything. It's like, well, you just, you know, got to saw the ending of this really cool story. You're like, so?
Yeah, right, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just going to...
That's right, like, it's like, what are you playing for, you know?
I just totally went off on my little, like, mini tangent. I'm going to stop myself before I get too carried away.
Well, let me just say one thing about, like, the assault rings.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing I don't like about that is, like I macro win, like, gear on almost every macro,
mm-hmm.
like, on my red mage. So that magic accuracy, like, and with the mind and intelligence, like, I have gear that does that, and I have gear that has attack and stuff like that for my other jobs.
Right.
So, I mean, for me to change on my macros or add one just for assault is kind of ridiculous. Like,
right.
That's the only, like, other than that, if you do it all the time and you don't, you mm-hmm. know, change your gear all the time,
right.
I guess it's great, but
yeah,
it just irks me.
Alright, well, I guess it'll be, oh, this will be steak here, so man. Beastmaster changes.
Okay, right after, I know a lot of people got mad at me, okay, but right after the update, I was like, man, forget Paladin, I'm gonna mess with Beast, because I'm gonna check it out, you know? So, put Paladin down for a while, got all up in my Beastmaster gear and stuff, and you know, I got a smile on my face, and I'm ready to go. So I go down to Sea Serpent Grotto, and I'm tooling around with it. It's actually really cool. Like, now after the update, when you have a charmed pet, and the charmed pet is not fighting,
mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of a regen action going on there.
Nice.
It's kind of cool. It's slow. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, 1% per tick. You know, it's not like the mob is uncharmed and it's just gaining its health back.
Right.
But it's worth it. It's worth it. You
better
know?
Than
and
nothing.
It
right.
helps with... Yeah, exactly. And it also, you can now use the stay command and it gives it like, I don't know, 2 or 3%. I don't know, something. It's more. It's not anything super duper quick, and it's not as quick as using the reward command, but it's really cool and it helps out. So that's pretty cool. Also, they did away with the experience loss that you get from having your pet out when your fight is over. So you can just keep one pet and just keep going and chaining and it's huge. It's huge for Beastmaster. It's really awesome.
Mm.
And, like, you can just keep using the same pet until it gets down to, you know, enough HP and then just leave it. you know, and go new on it. It makes it leveling a lot easier. It's very fun.
Very cool.
Very cool. Yeah, it's awesome. I like it. And the jug pets, it depends on what jug pet you're using, they stay out for a lot longer. A lot longer. Like, I remember using sheep, like, in the 20s, I would use, like, the sheep jugs. Mm-hmm. And, it was like, you know, you do one fight or two fights or something, it would go away pretty quickly. But now they stay for a long time.
Very nice. Yeah, I'm almost tempted to try Beastmaster now after this update. But, I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
It's cool, and, like, you can totally join a party and use charm pets.
No, you didn't hear anything.
Did I
said Beastmaster. I didn't say I didn't say Thief or White Mage.
Oh.
Okay. So yeah, Beastmasters have it a little bit easier now.
Yeah.
Yay.
Better. I think after I get Paladin to 75, I'm going to do Beastmaster all the way, man.
Very cool, yeah. That sounds like it. I might try just for some guild making chances and some BCs and stuff like that. Because Beastmasters are pretty good.
Dude, BCs are all over the place.
Yeah.
So I have so many BCs. I need to do some BCNMs.
Yeah.
Get some money. Yeah. Cool. Alright, so that's.
I guess it'll take us into a Corsair. What's going on with that?
Dude, the Corsair update is crazy. It totally changed, like if you're gonna merit, instead of doing like a two bard party, you know, you do like bard and Corsair. Like, a lot of the rolls were doubled and stuff like that. Like, if you roll an 11 with a Dark Knight in the party, now the buff is like 40% attack, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
The Evoker's roll, awesome. If you roll an 11 with a summoner in the party, you can get up to 5 MP.
Wow.
Refresh. Yeah, it's like 40% seems to be the norm on percentage-wise buffs. Mm-hmm. Like, Corsair's roll, you know, if you roll the 11 with that specific job in the party, and then the lucky number with the job is, I think, around like 34, 35. So it's really changed a lot of the stuff. Like, it's really a useful job now. I mean, it had its uses before,
right.
But now it's really, like, I mean, which makes sense, because if you have the chance to roll, like, a crap number, like, then the buff should be crap. But if you, you know, actually get a lucky number or a high number, it should be a lot better.
Right. I know.
So that's really cool.
Before, people would look at Corsair as, like, the support job, like, that wanted to be a support job. He's sitting there, he's like, I'll give you a couple, MP a tick, and, I can shoot stuff. And everyone's just kind of like, I'd rather get the singing guy. But now they're actually...
Well, it's really crazy, because I went out to merit with a friend of mine, and, he plays Dragoon, and his base attack with two minuets, like no buffs, no food, is somewhere around, like, 650. And when I got an 11 on the Dark Knight roll, which for some reason they had a Dark Knight in the party, it was, I got his attack to almost 900.
Oh my god.
It was like 875 or something.
Oh.
Which is crazy.
I need to party with a Corsair. Oh my god, that is awesome.
So cool, man. And I got the Luzas ring, which increases the range of, Phantom Wall.
Yeah, now how does that work? Because I know we were kind of poking fun of that a little bit.
Well, at first I thought it was going to be lame, like you're only going to get like another, you know, foot or two distance. Or, you know, that someone wearing the ring would be able to get it from a longer distance, but it's totally the Corsair wearing it.
Right.
And so before it was like, I want to say it was 10 max, but I want to say more that it was like 6 or 7 feet.
Okay.
You could stand away from someone. And the roll would hit.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as long as you're under 16 feet, it'll hit with that ring.
Nice.
Which is like double. That's awesome.
So many jobs, like Beastmaster and Corsair a little bit too. Like, I just want to get out and like try these jobs a little bit. Like, well, I kind of like
I think that was the point.
Yeah.
Bullets. They gave us like steel bullets, which is crazy because I was doing like
1,300 slug shots to the lesser colibri. Not the lesser colibri. Colibri, which is crazy.
Yeah, and then they added what was the bullet they added the accuracy to? Was that Corsair's?
It was the Corsair bullet.
25 accuracy.
The quest from the
E&M. Yeah, the 25 accuracy. That's crazy.
That is pretty cool. That's awesome for that level.
Insane, crazy.
Insane in the brain.
Did you already talk about the steel bullet pouch?
No, we're actually... Well, we could talk about that a little bit. We just kind of started talking about bullets, I think. But,
yes.
A lot of cool stuff. And if only I was made of Gil.
Yeah. Yeah. You have more Gil than me.
Alright, how much Gil do you
have? Maybe not anymore.
How much Gil do you have right now?
I'm going to get 119k.
I only have, like 60k right now.
I have 11.
I just got up to 119.
There was one point in the week where I had like 132 gil. It was.
I got down to 16 gil.
Oh man, it was pretty bad. I had bought. This is when I found out that how fast prices were dropping. I had seen someone bazaaring a Mamulja helm for like 90k, and you know I'm like, well, I bought mine for like 200 yesterday, so you know I'll buy this, I'll resell it. And I actually lost some money on it because after fees and it was horrible. Horrible.
That sucks.
Yeah. You know.
I'm down to like 8k or something like that. I have to, I don't know.
Yeah. Gil's had to come by.
Buying food and.
Right.
It's tight. Money is tight these days.
Yeah.
Puppet Master.
There's new heads.
Anybody mess with Puppet Master this week?
Even if I wanted to, I wouldn't have been able to try out new heads. The quest where you have to be level 40 plus on Puppet Master to be able to do these from what I was reading. Which makes sense since at 10, 20, and 30, you're able to, pick a new frame. So, 10 levels after that, you can get these new heads. There's Soul Soother, which is like the white mage head, and then there's Spirit Reaver, which is like the black mage type head.
Yeah.
Wait, can you get both at 40, or do you have to get one at 40, one at 50?
It looked like you are able to get them both at 40, from what I was reading on the wiki. Whether I'm not sure if that's right or not, but it looks like you can get them at 40. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm just reading it.
That is pretty cool.
Well, my puppet master's like 17.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
I haven't even looked at puppet master yet.
You suck.
For all you people listening right now.
Whoa.
That if you haven't unlocked Puppet Master, especially you, Coffee, you need to unlock Puppet Master and you need to level it. It's a fun job. If you understand, all the millions of little attachments. And it has potential. That's what Square Enix will tell you. It's a good solo job that
it's
kind of sucks at solo.
It's fun. It's fun.
It's a fun little job.
It's different than other jobs. It's fun. It's customizable. And
it sounds a lot cooler if you're explaining it to somebody that doesn't play 11. It's like, so do you have like a class? Are you a druid? Are you a priest? It's like, well, I punch stuff and I have a robot that also punches stuff.
And occasionally
he can cure me or attack the mob and, summon lightning out of the sky to strike it down.
Sometimes he has a bow.
That actually brings me to one point. One of their known issues is there's a certain head and body combination that will just spam spells. It's like they get like all the automaton will do is just spell after spell after spell, which I haven't seen it yet, but that's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Actually, you know what?
That is crazy. I did read that actually. Alright, so that does a Puppet Master update with the new heads and all that good stuff. Yeah. Next! Beastmen. We will
move
on.
They changed the way they changed the image for Beastmen seals. I don't know what the reason for this is. It's possible that it's something to prep for Wings of the Goddess, maybe. But they changed it from a little yellow piece of clay looking thing to, like, it just looks like they took a bunch of mud, piled it together, let it, like, dry, and that's what the image is. Like, I'm not quite sure.
It's a little different. No.
It's hard for me to, like, understand why they do some of these things. They always talk about PS2 limitations and all this kind of stuff, and then they go and add all these stupid, like, they add all these little images. It's like, why bother? You know, they changed the Emperor's Band and the last stuff. Now they changed the Beastman seal. It's like, okay.
Changed the bomb core.
This is why they're not, you know, able to add all this cool stuff we want, because all these, like, limitations are being messed up by all these stupid little picture changes. Like, I would, you know, what's the reason for this stuff? There's got to be some kind of a reason. And I'd like to know what that is, but, you know, they'll probably never just come out and be like, oh, hey, by the way, we did this because... You know, that would be nice to see in an update.
Yeah, they're gonna send you an email.
We changed, you know, the way that this looks. Why? You know, why was there a need to change it? Is there something coming out that you needed to make it, you know, more distinguishable? What? The one dude on the dev team that is in charge of items, like, he's been really bored, hasn't had anything to do because some other guy's working on the Wings of the Goddess items, and he's like, I'm just going to trade Beastman suits. I don't know.
Word.
But, yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what happened.
Next on the agenda, new title screen areas. Now, you'll notice that if you log into 11 and you actually don't just skip through the whole menu thing, the menu kind of scrolls over different areas now. And actually, they have the 5-year little emblem there, and they have the anniversary little emblem there too.
It's
kind of
weird. Like,
kinda cool.
You can see them, but they're really, really hard to read. It's like, you know, they could have been, you know, a little clearer or something. And also, I had actually noticed this on the update page. It's kind of hard to see. They added Wings of the Goddess to the list of expansions on the login page. It's faded out. It's right under Atargon. So that's kind of cool. It shows, you know, that they are actually getting ready to release this. Another thing, too, is with these areas on the title screen, it's like, every time I log in, I always see, like, the same, like, one or two areas.
The same one.
If you're gonna,
it starts out with the same area.
If you're going to add all these new ones, like, put something in the code to make it, like, do a different one every time you log in. Because, you know, there's all these updates, like we added.
The only time I ever see the...
Go ahead. You go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. It's like always add these new areas, and they're like, that's really cool. You know, I'd like to see. I mean, especially like they added Al 2. That's, you know, C for all you people that don't speak COP areas. Like, you know, someone that hasn't gotten there would be like, you know, I would like to see that. That'd be kind of cool just to, you know, get a little camera spinning around that just to check it out, but you're never going to see it because it's always going to be on, like, the dunes or something. Like, do something so it changes it up. Like, you're adding all this stuff in here.
The only time I ever see it is, like, I log in and I go away for a second and then come back, and it's like, whoa, look, it's scrolling over a different area that I've never seen that before. That's kind of cool. Oh, well.
So don't you time out if you're in there for a long period of time anyway?
Yeah, I think it does.
If so you're in there too long, yeah, it does time.
Yeah.
They should change that. They should make it so you
I would. I mean, it's cool that they're adding this stuff.
If you just want to sit there and, like, but you can't just sit there and look at it all, because you'll time out and it'll make you log into PLL again.
I've actually had times where, I think it was after the last update, I was just going back and forth from, you know, the main title to character selection just to see if I could actually see any of these new areas, and I must have done it 20 times and I only saw, like, 3 different areas. Which is, it's cool that they're adding these new areas, but we can't see them.
Yeah, like I know, like when the expansions usually come out, like they have different music for the title screen, and so I'll sit there for a couple minutes and just listen to the music.
Oh yeah, I did that one with Outer Gods.
Before I log in.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, it just boots me out because it's like,
yeah. Yeah, I wonder what the next Mount of Deal March is gonna sound like. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Because I liked the new one for Winker for Outer Gods, and that one was pretty cool.
I was a big fan of the COP one, actually, the Unity.
Right.
The Unity track. It's good stuff.
So pretty good
stuff. Anyways, alright, so that's that. The translate function.
Yeah, this kind of caught us by surprise. Translate function. I wasn't really expecting
anything.
Yeah,
it was kind of random.
Like
it's
cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's kind of weird. You can translate item names. You can't do like phrases or anything like that. You can only do items, and it's basically like just translate, and then you know you put the item name, and then you put like English to Japanese, and then it'll tell you what that item is in Japanese,
which is kind of cool.
So it's like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool.
And
you can do
go ahead.
Huh? Go ahead. What'd you say? What were you saying?
It adds to your list every time you do
translate
a different word that isn't already in your thing.
Which is
pretty
cool.
When you, it says it's been added to your dictionary, auto-translate dictionary, every time you do it, so yeah.
After I logged in, and all the people in my link shell were like, hey, they were putting all these relic weapons in auto-trans, and everyone's like, dude, how did you get that? It's like, oh, just translate. So, you know, it's kind of cool to see that they're trying to add, you know, some kind of extra support for foreign languages. So, I don't know. I haven't really used it a whole lot, but I'm sure, you know, it'll be a lot more useful somewhere down the road or something like that. I don't know. It's just kind of one of those features. It's like, it's kind of cool that they added, but I don't know how much I'll actually use it personally. But,
yeah, me neither. But you know it's there, so
next.
It's all good.
Oh, next! I love this.
This
is the best.
Is the most
thing.
Random.
This is the coolest.
This is the most
part
random
about the
part of the update ever. Like seriously, I was reading through the list of updates, the items, and I was like, what? I was like totally random.
And it only took them 5 years to do.
Yeah. Now after the update, which didn't happen before. Mithra and Galka will be closing their eyes while healing.
Oh, thank God.
Whereas before...
The world makes sense.
That has been bugging me for the last 5 years. Come on, Square.
Yes.
It's like, you know, Galkas are healing and they're, like, staring at you. It's like, oh. But now they will have their eyes closed.
How creepy would that be in real life? Someone's just kneeling next to you and they're just staring. Like, they're not even staring at you, they're just blank stare. Yeah. I never even noticed that.
I don't know that I did either. Like, really, but it was totally random to me.
Yeah, it's very interested.
All right.
Then you have some
the next
stuff to the auto trends. Nothing huge. Couple of the new things. The big disappointment. We talked about this earlier. The pit has been delayed. Oh. You know, there's always something bad about the updates. There's always some known issue that is so like stupid. It's like fix it. You know, if you know about it, fix it before you release the update. You never, you know, it's like ugh. But anyway, the pit is coming out on September 11th. And they also tell us that further details on the pit and the monster battle system known as, I want to say, Pankration. That's kind of a weird
Pankration.
Name.
Pankration.
They'll be posting stuff about that in the near future. So probably this week or next week, right before they add that on the 11th. And that is the update.
Yep.
That is
the update. Ooh, wow.
Everybody, take a breather. A lot of information. All right, so I guess that'll take us into any in-game that we haven't covered with the as far as update related. Is there anybody that has anything non-update that they'd like to
Mr. Munja. What have
you been doing? Yeah, just been leveling my Black Mage and
just getting some ZM missions done, so it's all good. All fun. That's about
ZM,
it.
Huh?
ZM,
huh?
ZM.
Not ZM, ZM, it's ZM.
That's it.
ZM. Oh, actually, today, actually, now that it's after midnight,
oh, it
today
is now,
September
yeah.
3rd. So, today is Squig's birthday.
Happy birthday.
And today is Munja's birthday as well.
Oh, jeez.
So, a couple of birthdays.
we need a cake.
Happy birthday, guy. We do need a cake.
I'll shove it, shove the cake through my microphone and transport it over the internet.
They didn't even spell birthday right. So happy birthday to you guys.
Yeah, that's pretty much
what
it.
What else have you been doing?
Pretty much just that's leveling. It, really. Not much. Yeah, just leveling Black Mage. Love mana burn parties now.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
Alright, Ed! Where you at? What are you doing?
Right here, right Ed. Here. I am...
Hey,
yes.
Hi. Welcome
back.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey. Good.
Yes.
What's up? Okay, well, this past couple weeks, I have learned the joy that is Puppet Master, and I was at first apprehensive, but I learned that it's amazing. Like, it's like you're fighting, and someone else is fighting with you, but they do whatever you say because they're not a real person. I love it.
Right.
So...
it is pretty cool.
It's like a Dunes party cool. Without the stupidity.
Yeah, yes, right. Yes, and I.
That's
and
why
I love
Puff is such a good job.
Party, I got to the Dunes recently, and whenever I get into a party, if you were like, "So what does your job do?" I'm like, "Well, my puppet usually casts poison, usually." And it can cure, but I'm not really sure how it happens. And I can't pull for crap.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. And there's a knowledgeable person who knew Pop should be able to pull one time, and they made me pull for a party. I could not pull. Pulling and tanking is such a difficult job. I would heal any day over tanking or pulling.
Oh, I know.
I couldn't.
Pulling.
I can't handle that.
Yeah.
I can't pull, and so I've been making some money so I could buy a scroll of protect for two, so I got enough money for that, and then I took the boat to Ottergon, which is forever long, yes, and then I get to Elzebi or whatever, and the free freaking Warped Haru is gone, and I can't do anything. I don't have
don't
enough money to be, like, wasting on...
Don't
I can't. It's gone. Someone stole it. Okay, I don't understand why you say that, because he's a nice Taro. He gets you around Juno better than if I was walking to Juno from Whitegate. So,
which would be pretty good, because you'd have to, like, walk through the ocean.
So yeah. don't give him
well,
crap.
The problem with the free warp...
Free warp Taro
the problem
cool.
with the free warp Taro is that if you use the free warp taru, you can't use the pay warp taru for a whole day.
Which is considerably better.
I cannot afford paying for anything except for a $100 boat ride to Muhera, to Sabina, to Whitegate.
Right.
I can't afford anything else. So, for players on a budget,
okay.
Free warp taru is the way to go. Public transportation is good. Use
it. The way to go. All right.
So
I love how he says, "All right."
Basically, that's it.
Eyes.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's basically all.
Sweet, man.
Nice.
I guess I'll go next. I had a couple of things. I got unlocked Savage Blade.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. It's worthless, but it's awesome. Like, worthless for damage. Like,
I'm still jealous.
You know, it doesn't do that much. But it's really cool looking, so I had to get it. I also got Paladin to 73.
Nice.
So, And I'm like 10k into 74. I'm still buying myself a Dairy Queen cake when I get to 75 with my character's picture on it and ZOMG75 written on it.
Nice.
I'm going to have them write that in piping. So, you know, I'm looking forward to
that.
You've
got to have your wife go get the cake so they think that she's celebrating like her husband's 75th birthday.
The people at Dairy Queen will be like, what the heck is this?
He better be rich or something. Like, that's all they'll be thinking.
ZOMG75? What does that mean? Stake for the stake FTW. That's what it's going to say. They're going to be like, okay, this is the weirdest cake I've ever made.
You should get a Dairy Queen cake in the shape of like a steak.
Yeah, dude. That would be kind of cool. Or, oh, better yet, get a, like a PFA-shaped cake. Like, have them make it into a biscuit. That'd be kind of cool, huh? All right, maybe not. Okay, so another thing that happened to me this week. We had, at work, we had this new guy start. And, you know, we showed him his new desk and stuff, and you know, he's filling out paperwork at his desk, and he kind of looks up, and he's like, so are any of you guys gamers? And everybody's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, I am. And, you know, I was talking to him, and I was asking him if he plays any MMOs. He said he had played Star Wars Galaxies for a little while, which is kind of, you know, that's respectable. Because Star Wars Galaxies was pretty sweet.
It was.
Yeah, so I was like, dude, you know, you got an Xbox 360, you should play some 11. He's like, yeah, I've always been meaning to try that out. So I went out and straight up bought him a copy of Final Fantasy 11.
Dude, you need to just, like, email them and just, like, nice. Just ask them straight up, be like, all right, I always give this game to, like, everybody. Can you just, like, send me a box of copies you got laying around or something?
Exactly. So, yeah, hopefully he'll start playing, maybe, like, you know, like, in the future, like, we'll get him on the show and right, we can talk to him.
That'd
be kind of
cool. Yeah.
But yeah, he says he's gonna try it out, and I'll keep you updated.
Cool.
It's like the stake spreading the love campaign. So that's
the stake love campaign.
That's stake lagging out.
Get it while it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Ow!
Lag.
My bad.
It happens.
Okay, continue. Who's next? Anybody else have anything to add?
I guess I'll go.
I guess I can go.
Oh, well.
Or you can go.
Rock, paper, scissors, sword. Let's go.
Rock, paper, scissors, go!
Okay, you won.
Oh, wow, that was pretty... I didn't even do anything.
What?!
But, just some jailers this week, pretty cool. Did Hope Justice and Prudence, not too bad. No Torque, so that was kind of sucked. I was hoping for a Justice Torque. Did floor 80 on Nizel Isle Assault, which was really cool. We actually got up to floor 8. Well, you know, started 76, go up to 80. We got to 80, and sitting right there is Hydra, just waiting for us. We go up and we killed him like so fast. Which was really cool. Nothing dropped though, so that kind of sucked. Like that could have been my Askar body that I've been wanting, but you know, I kind of one of these days I'll get it. It was pretty cool. Just you know, ran up, like, "What's up, Hydra?" and just killed him. Like he wasn't hard at all.
What's up, Hydra?
Yeah, I mean, some of the floor 20 bosses were, you know, more of a pain in the butt than the level or the floor 80 Hydra. So, go figure. But, yeah, that's, really all I've been doing.
Awesome. Jin, you're next.
All right, my
nice.
Turn.
All right.
Jin, did some Dynamis Windurst, which went really well. We got, like, all the way to the Mega Boss, and we still had, like, an hour
left
in our glass. Before we even pulled him.
Nice.
So that was really cool. Other than that, not really too much. I've got my thief to 55. and then the update happened, and no one wants to fight the Thief anymore.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because, yeah, it basically doesn't work well anymore. So I've been leveling a little... Wow, I can't even talk tonight. I've been leveling a little...
leveling.
It's fun.
Nice. I
got it to 40.
Nice.
Yep. It's a lot of fun. It's pretty... Like, and I can understand why it's so easy to be, like, a total spaz on this job. Like, because it really is, like, you just pull hate just from swinging.
Nice.
Like, there's no, you know, you don't have to do a weapon skill, you don't have to do a spell.
Mm-hmm.
You just all of a sudden start getting hit. And, I mean, it's really not, like, the tank's fault, mm-hmm. because it's totally, like, everyone's hitting for whatever, and I'm hitting for, like, 80 or 90. Like, at level 37, you know, that's pretty... It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
It's intense, yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Other than that, I can't really think of...
Yeah, I was... I had a buddy who was a Dark Knight, and, like, he was, like, 42 or something, and I was, like, 60-something. And, like, you know, we were fighting something, and he was consistently doing better damage than me. I'm like, whoa. It's insane.
Oh, well, it's because you're a paladin.
Speaking of Law Paladin, oh my gosh, I am getting so frustrated with Paladin. I'm like getting really discouraged because, you know, in your 70s, this is like the first time that like I have had to wait a long period of time to get a job, like a party, mm-hmm. because everybody's like, you're not a ninja, so we're not gonna invite you.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it.
Well,
and it's like, damn it.
At like 72, 73, like that range you're at too, it's really weird because it's like, there's not a lot of people at that level, and people at 75 don't want you. So you just kind of like,
yeah.
hanging there on like this hinge. It's just like, it sucks.
It sucks yep. really bad, actually. Like, it's very discouraging. I wanna drop Paladin and never go back, you know? Because I can't even merit with Paladin. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Paladin burn.
No such thing.
Actually, I had heard of something. It was either a paladin burn or a white mage burn. I had heard about.
Never something heard of a paladin.
Mage. Well, it has to be paladin because white mage cannot do damage.
No, they can against. We need to find a link for that video with the Hexa strikes.
Oh. You remember that? Well, if you're like sub,
oh, is it five?
Galkanoise.
Yeah.
Hexa strike.
Five Ulia Hexa Strikes. Okay. But,
Hexa Strike can do some crazy damage, man. Mm-hmm. People totally underestimate that weapon skill.
Definitely, yeah.
Bunch of white mages, sub ninja. Get a bard or two in there. Maybe a paladin or a ninja to hate.
Alright.
Anyway.
Squig.
All right. First of all, for those of you who wondered why I was so quiet, I'm saying so quiet, I'm hearing this entire podcast in fragmented sections.
Our connection is bad tonight.
Nothing that anybody is saying makes any sense to me whatsoever. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
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 Okay, so long as
you sound great, Squid.
All right. So, anyways, last week the biggest thing is that I finally got my Zenith mitts. We hit Sky pretty hard. We did a couple of a couple of everything's. We got a couple of Hayadate drops. I should be coming up on the list pretty soon for that as well. So I'm excited about that. But my Zenith Mitts is like the one main piece I wanted for Black Mage, so I finally got it this week. Or last week, actually. This week we went and hit Kirin really hard. Yeah. This week we hit Kieran really hard. We've had a whole mess load of pop sets that we just haven't been able to use. So this today and yesterday, we did a total of 4 Kierans. The drops were kind of meh. We got a... What is that? I think we got 2 Shira bodies. 2 Hekka harnesses. A pole. I remember, I think the first Kieran we did was like a D ingot and a wind crystal.
Uh-huh.
We got some really crappy drops.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was kind of frustrating, but we did get a little bit of stuff for some of our members. Unfortunately, they told me and another person in the link shell, hey, you guys lot from the next high, episode. And the episode didn't drop the entire time. We're like, no! But, you know, next time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter. Also, I'm getting closer and closer to C. We finished up 3 paths this week. It was kind of funny. We go into the Mithra EC, and the Mithra BC was our last 50 cap anything. So we go in. Our plan originally was to have our paladin run in and get all the hate, and then me and the other summoner were going to, you know, 2-hour and basically get them down to as quickly as we could. First thing that happened was the paladin didn't know he was supposed to be paladin, so he was Beastmaster. We didn't realize this until after we got to the BC area.
Nice.
So we're like, now what?
Comes
nice.
So we modified our plan a little bit. We're like, okay, we're going to have the Black Mage sleep gut everything. Then we're going to get 1 Mithra down. And as soon as that Mithra's down, we'll astral flow the other 2. Well, we didn't quite get there because the elemental seal sleep didn't last very long. They managed to get 1 down, and right before they got that 1 down and they said, go ahead and astral flow, I astral flowed and got hit with an impulse drive. So there was the end of almost immediately after I used astral flow. So there was the end of my PC.
Oh no.
You got so killed by the GIMP weapon skill.
No,
I got killed with the worst third weapon skill. But so I did. The samurai basically gives himself up. He does his 2-hour, and he gets, like I said, he gets his Mithra down sufficiently. But then he hits the ground, and then I don't think the Black Mage died. Who was the other one? Oh yeah, I think Dark was on Ranger. He died too. So we're going around this BC. It's like a summoner, a beastmaster, and a black mage. And somehow we pulled it off.
Nice.
I don't know how. Hey. I seriously don't know how, but...
You rock, that's why.
The only big disappointment in the Mr. BC for me was the fact that that was the last one I could go to as summoner, because my summoner is 54.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no buffer. So I didn't lose XP, but I didn't gain the XP that I needed for my buffer either. Right. So I was a little disappointed, but that was one interesting BC.
Huh.
Other than that, I've been playing around with Blue Mage a little bit. Got to level 10. I've learned all my spells up to level 12. I've kind of stayed away from a whole bunch of the update stuff. I mean, I got 2 new grips. Blue Mage, I like it. I think I might stick with it for a while. Maybe level it to like 37. I've seen a couple people experiment with White Mage, Blue Mage, and that means a lot of the Blue Mage healing spell equivalents are actually less MP than their White Mage equivalents. So I'm thinking about maybe experimenting with it a little bit. So, but so far I'm probably gonna take it at least 37. I'm gonna have to take it to the dunes and. I thought I was done with the dunes, but apparently not. So, but basically that's it.
Cool.
Cool. All right, that does our end game.
Yeah, about as well.
Wow.
Treasure coffer!
Okay, last week's treasure coffer's question was, what was the Golbez server used for? And the correct answer was Golbez... was one of the Japanese beta servers for the PS2. So, The winner of the winner once again of the treasure cover is Takumo.
This is all random too. This isn't rigged. We don't know how he does it.
I swear to everything that treasure cover is completely random. Takumo wins once again, and I believe it's his fourth
Takumo.
Fifth time.
Takumo.
Wow.
Crazy.
It's like I told him a little.
I told him a little earlier that he was the winner, and he was like, "Ah, okay, you're officially hired as my robot." So, congratulations, Takumo, once again. You've won the treasure cover so many times that now we're talking about maybe to seeing if, you know, we should maybe limit the amount of times you can win in a row or whatever. But anyways, let's move on. Now, we're going to do something a little bit different this week for Treasure Coffer. And that being, the Treasure Coffer is going to require you to make something for us. And then when we get all the submissions, we will judge them and decide who the winner is. What we want you to do is we want you to make us a banner. A Pet Food Alpha banner.
Yay, banner.
What we're going to do is we're going to post banner on the site. Yeah. Were we going to do that in the forums or just directly on the site?
Well, we can do it in both. Basically, the idea that we had is, you know, we love seeing stuff from the community, so we figured we'll have you guys make a banner. I've replaced it a couple times with themes and all that right now. Right now it's based on the update. Basically, what we're looking for is for you guys to make a banner same size as the one that's up there right now. And just, you know, basically something Final Fantasy XI related. I'll have a little image kit you can download. It'll have the logo and everything on there. It'll tell you what size it needs to be. And, you know, just go to town and send it to us, and the one we like the most, they'll win the treasure coffer, and we'll actually put the banner up on the website.
So you can take the brakes off of your Photoshop skills.
There you go.
Yeah, you can make a banner for us, and submit your banners to send a PM to treasure coffer. Yes, and you can shoot us a link to where we can get that thing, and we'll go from there. How about that?
Yep.
If you have any questions, shoot us an email at petfoodalpha@gmail.com. We'll be happy to answer that for you. Or you can just shoot me a PM in the forums. That works too. So,
yeah, you guys all know how to get hold of us.
All right.
All righty.
Yeah, right. Sweet. All right, I guess we'll go into emails. Yay! First email comes from Starin, who hails from Remora, same server as Mr. Kieran. He says, "I've been away for a while. I'm just checking in with you all. I've been pushing like crazy to 75. It's long and hard, but I've been having fun along the way. Since my last email, I've started and completed COP missions up to the Minotaur quest, so I'm looking forward to continuing that storyline. By the way, Steak, I know you're probably very busy, but I've taken several screenshots, and I'm nowhere close as good with Photoshopping as you are. I was wondering if I could get you to make some awesome backgrounds, if you don't mind. I'm not really that good at Photoshop, but, you know, I could try." He also says, I have to paraphrase because it's really, really long. He says, "I finally dinged to 50 as a thief, and I'm about to start my AF quests." Very cool.
Nice.
"Fusion, please don't slam me for having done LB1 before the update. I spent all last week looking for party, trying to work with bad parties, and trying to keep parties together to get to 50 so I could do LB1, but to no avail. I guess it's hard to get a job as a thief. I don't know." He goes on to say, "I will say, after hearing what my friends have gone through, I am sad to say LB1 was a joke." He's saying a friend of his got two drops on the ancient papyrus.
Wow.
Papyrus, I'm sorry, after 30 minutes. And big shout out to Remori, who's a buddy of theirs. Beware the NM Skewer Sam. He helped me get both my X-ray mold and bomb core. Or bomb cluster. It's bomb ash, isn't it? He says bomb cluster.
Bomb.
I think it's, isn't it bomb?
Yeah, it's ash.
Ah, anyways, he says, I'm looking forward to hitting 75 and putting Mott in the geriatric ward. I just want to thank you all again for lighting the fire.
I'm sorry,
it's
just enemy. Bomb coal.
Coal, that's bomb coal. Alright, that's what I thought it was. He says, I just want to thank you all again for lighting the fire under me and to get me pushing this hard toward level 75. I look forward to seeing you all in person at the fan festival and hope that Square Enix and Life are treating you well. Big shout out to Avalon, Remori, my bro Kieran, Fleas, and the Divine Fate Link Show. Signed, Starin of Remora.
Alright, cool.
So, very cool.
Lots of COP.
I had to paraphrase that,
so
I hope
I didn't
miss
anything
critical.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. Alright,
yeah,
next email comes from R. Oh, that sucks, man. I'm sorry to hear that. I need to get... If anybody knows a Kujata COP link shell, I would really like to join, because I would really like to continue with that storyline. I like the COP storyline.
Exist anymore.
Really? Well, maybe I could just find a bunch of people that are trying to do it then. That'd be kind of cool.
I'm just going to have to keep my eyes open for shouts now.
Exactly. The next email comes from our good friend Captain Rag, who hails from the Fairy server, as we all know. He says, question, now with Treasures of Ottergon complete, and the Pit and Colosseum coming later this month, what is your opinion of the Treasures of Ottergon storyline? Do you think it could have been better or more like the Chains of Promathia storyline-wise? Also, do you think Endgame Rings could have been better? Question mark. I think we kind of addressed that a little earlier, so... I can move on to the next question. Obviously, it's a good storyline. So, also now with Wings of the Goddess around the corner, what do you think the expansion has in store for you in your personal opinion?
I hope it has more Derg stuff. That would
Derg
be cool.
stuff.
You know, there's a whole thing where, you know, dragoons are like these old knights and stuff. It's like, we're going back in time, there's a war. Give us new Derg stuff.
I'm hoping for an exciting new job, personally.
Yeah.
Like, Geomancer, I dream.
Hello.
I dream of Geomancers.
All right. He goes on to say, also, a few shows back, Fusion says that he thinks there's no endgame area for Treasures of Ottergon. Well, some people think that Colosseum is the sea/sky of Treasures of Ottergon. What do you think? True, false? If you agree, then why?
I would say false, because it's, like, in the town, and we don't even know what the Colosseum is yet, so...
Yeah,
you know, people have their opinions on what they think it'll be, but they haven't released anything for this yet. So
it's way too early.
No way will it compare to Sky or Sea with like Pop NMs and everything like that. It'll just be some kind of little event you can do for fun that people will probably forget about, like Brenner.
Word.
Exactly. Iron
Last
and
question.
Assault Salvage is the end game for CAU.
Yeah.
About it.
Last question. Do you guys think all the jobs will be upgraded and finally balanced for Wings of the Goddess? I don't think so.
They're constantly balancing jobs. I mean, like, we just had a two-handed update, you know, with the weapons and everything. They had a bunch of updates for jobs after Outer God has come out. It's not, I don't know if it's more of a, you know, balancing with the new jobs as it also is. It's just, you know, keeping the jobs interesting to play, but I mean, I'm sure we'll see some kind of changes to existing jobs around the release of the expansion.
Word. Okay. He finally says that his birthday was yesterday. So okay, so happy birthday to Captain Rag.
Wow, Leg.
Sweet. Captain Rag just had a birthday yesterday. He says his birthday was.
Yeah, I heard that and just like repeated like 3 times. That was interesting.
Happy birthday!
All right, cool.
I'm sorry.
Lots of birthdays like, going around.
Like. Really?
Yeah, like, Virgos, man.
Birthday is on Monday. Virgos for the win.
Oh, yeah. Virgos for the win.
Hank Chinaski's birthday is on Monday.
Who's?
Shout out to Hank.
Oh.
Okay, cool. Right. The next and final email comes from our buddy Last Warrior, who hails from the Leviathan server. He says, hey, PFA, it's Last Warrior from Leviathan. Something had been bothering me a few episodes back. The subject of waterfalls was brought up, and you guys said that there were none. Normally, this wouldn't bother me at all until I started seeing them. First, it was when I was skilling up in the Boyata tree. Then I was goofing around in North Gustaberg, and finally I was chilling in Skye. So I just thought I'd let you know that there are at least 3. Anyway, I wanted to let you guys know that your show rocks, and it helps the day at work go by fast, especially when you're behind a few episodes. Another thing is, thanks for bringing up myffxi.com. It's really an awesome site. And I would suggest anyone who plays to put up a profile and get a chance to meet some of the players from other servers.
Definitely.
I agree.
That's how I actually met people from Australia on Kujata.
Oh, nice.
On MyFFXI. It was really good. And I'd start playing with them as well, so it's good.
Very cool.
It's a good way to meet people.
Absolutely. Also, you know, there's also waterfalls, though.
If you want the best waterfall, in my opinion, in the game, is the one. It's really close to the Sacrarium Zone.
Yep.
Very beautiful.
I know the
waterfall.
One you're talking about, and I cannot think of the name of that.
Yeah.
It's like right there on the map too.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one right by the entrance to Sea Serpent Grotto too.
That's
it's like you have to go behind
kind
the
of
waterfall.
It's a small waterfall.
There's waterfalls in Saruta. Several in the Bahida Tree.
Hey. It's a waterfall, is it not? There's water, and it is falling. I got nothing. Okay. he says,
anyways,
okay.
Moving right along.
So, Last Warrior, thank you very much. I don't remember exactly when we were talking about waterfalls. I must have missed that day.
That was the day I came back from my trip, dude.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Cause
I went
who
to
was
Niagara.
Talking about waterfalls? Was it you?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. All right, I remember now.
He slept since then.
All right. That does it for our emails today. One more thing we wanted to mention before we wrap it up here. When we switched our iTunes feed, and we now have our own new iTunes feed, none of our comments came over from the last iTunes feed, so we could really use some more iTunes feedback. And I know, Munja, you put one on there, and it didn't show up because you put yours in
yeah.
the Australian iTunes store.
Yeah.
But nobody looks there, so.
Well,
but yeah, we would really appreciate it if we could get some more iTunes reviews, because because we want people to know how the show is and what you guys think of it. So
definitely,
absolutely. Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Our website, obviously, is petfoodalpha.com. Join us in our forums. Do your treasure coffer picture. That'd be sweet. Can't wait to see those.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank our guests, Munja and Edwith. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we will see you all next week.
And hopefully be a
Everybody
little
say,
less laggy.
And if anybody on Bahamut happens to want to send me any gills, if anybody on the Bahamut wants to send me any gill as a birthday present, thanks, I'd appreciate it. No, I'm kidding. Pathetic.
You're not kidding.
Oh,
you're dead serious.
Send her like beads.
I just want to say hi to Viviana,
okay.
And Minamache and Amisha.
Nice.
I'm getting a sack of coal for Christmas now.
Everybody send Squig bomb ash.
Do it. Hey, I can use it.
You just turn around and sell it.
NPC at all.
Yeah,
alright, everybody say goodnight.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
See ya.
Yes.